You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
And this is Eric Dye, and welcome once again to the eMusician Podcast Show, where we feature different individuals in the music industry that gives you a chance to hear how, as musicians, business owners, and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan bases, sharing their experiences, creation, successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with emerging EDM artist, singer, and actress Mercy with Ready, Aim, Fire, now on Spotify and iTunes today. And Mercy, thanks for joining us here today on the eMusician Podcast Show.
Oh, it's so nice. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're certainly welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, tell us about your career in music. And what did you actually do before becoming a musician?
Well, I've always kind of been involved with music, but before I got into making it myself, I was a fire breather, fire performer, and circus performer. And I owned my all-woman, all-female circus that I was touring with.
Well, that certainly tells us of your ambition and go-get attitude. Now, who are your current influences, and where do you draw inspiration for your music today?
Oh, this is always such a hard one for me because I love music so much. And I'm really heavily influenced by the electronic music scene, for sure. But also, I get inspiration from everything from Queen to K-pop.
Hey, pretty cool. Like that spread there. Now, do you have any experience with mentors? And if so, would you recommend them for up-and-coming musicians that are tuning in today?
You know, I actually haven't been personally mentored myself, but I would love to. I mean, a dream mentor would be like Madonna or Lady Gaga, you know, queens of pop, any day. So if they're listening, I'm right here.
Hey, I hear you on that, Mercy. Good stuff there today. We're joined by emerging EDM artist, singer, and actress Mercy. She's joined us here today on the eMusician Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at your music, do you write your own music? And if so, what is your favorite part of the songwriting process?
I do write my own music. I mean, it's all my favorite part because it seems like every time I write a song, I write it differently. Like sometimes a word triggers me, or sometimes I've got a feeling and it just goes, or I've got a beat in my head and then words come out. So every time it's like learning how to paint differently every single time. And I'm very visual. I have synesthesia, and I experience colors when I hear sounds and also when I get really intense emotions. So a lot of the times I will start with these like really interesting visuals and from there kind of piece together this story. And for me, I guess the greatest part about it is that it's very therapeutic for me. Like I can go back into a part of time or something I was feeling or things like that, and I can kind of get out what was going on in my head or my heart and be able to direct it in a positive way, a creative way, instead of just bottling it up. And then when it's done, I feel like I don't really always have to revisit that anymore. It's a piece of me that I can take off my shoulders and give it to somebody else.
Well, I certainly can appreciate how you describe that and explain that. I love it, and I think it's totally awesome. Now, as far as what's going on right now on your agenda, what's coming up next for you? Anything you'd like to share or make us aware of?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited because at the end of the year, I have a role in a major feature film, and it is my first big role, so I'm really stoked on that. And then to tie in with it, I am releasing a new song, Going Down, and it also has a music video that was shot with the same crew that shot the feature film, so it's like a really special piece for me, and it's like basically what I spent the last year doing, so it's coming to this gorgeous crescendo that I get to now finally share with everybody.
And that's certainly something to be on the lookout for and to look forward to in a big way, and I'll certainly be keeping my eyes out on those releases as well. That is pretty cool and pretty awesome stuff right there. As we conclude today, with any aspiring entrepreneurs or musicians tuning in, any advice for those folks, anything you'd like to share with them?
Don't listen to no. If somebody tells you no, it's because they're scared. If you feel it in your heart and you want to do it the way you want to do it. Don't listen to other people. I'm not classically trained. I don't have that background. I didn't go to Juilliard. You know, I might be older than the you know, 16-year-old pop star, I just don't listen to no, because that word doesn't exist for me. So if you want something, go for it. Don't listen to anybody else. No's fuel my fire, and they should fuel yours.
Well, you can certainly hang your hat on that. That is some great sound advice that it can apply to anything and anyone tuning in. Listen, really great to have had you. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and hear your music. Where's the best place online to do so?
Well, it would be super dope if you guys went and took a peek at Oh Have Mercy on Instagram and on TikTok. I'm not so great at TikTok, but I'm working on it. And I'm on Twitter at The Oh Have Mercy, which is also my website, theohavemercy.com. And you can check out my music on Spotify and Apple iTunes by Mercy. Check it for Ready, Aim, Fire, but also Going Down will be coming in December.
Well, you've certainly got the bases covered, and we'll leave links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast. Mercy, all the best, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you. This is super rad. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. Anytime. We've been speaking with emerging EDM artist, singer, and actress Mercy with Ready, Aim, Fire now on Spotify and iTunes. And to get more information and to follow Mercy online, simply visit her Instagram account at Oh Have Mercy. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN, and we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the E-Podcast Network.